102.9 KBLX, the Bay's number one for R&B. Good morning. Welcome to Saturday Family. Nikki Thomas, it is time for Bayview. That means we have a guest in our studio about to break it all down for us because there's something happening that you should know about and that you should step up and support and all that other good stuff. He is actor, playwright, Brandon Hughes. How are you?
I'm pretty good. How you doing?
Get a little closer to the mic, brother.
Yes, yes.
Know, get cozy.
Pardon me. I'm too comfortable in here today.
Well, that's a good thing. That's a good thing because the more comfortable you are, you know, the more you'll share about this exciting project of yours. So first of all, California Alliance of African American Educators. Tell us about that.
That is a company I'm affiliated with where Deborah Watkins, the CEO, is just helping a lot of communities, especially in the South Bay area. She started a black male initiative where she's helping a lot of the black youth just be more to know more about, you know, police brutality. To be aware of the odds that are against them and how to help them in those areas. Mm-hmm. And, you know, so I'm affiliated with that. And, you know, what I'm putting on The Absent Father, The Wayward Son has a lot to do with why we have a lot of problems with our black male youth.
Mm.
And so, you know, it was a good collaboration.
Mm. See, our show is like 25 minutes, but we could talk about this particular issue for like four or five shows.
I'm trying to tell you.
Today, because there's so many layers to that onion that you'd have to kind of peel back.
Yes.
But it's great to have folks in our community like yourself who step up and not only offer solutions, but you offer, you know, some kind of expression of, you know, where all that comes from.
Mm-hmm.
So you have a, is it a one-man
play? It is a one-man play.
And I say that because that seems like the most difficult thing to do, to not so much perform it, but to piece it together in a way that the audience can relate to. And, you know, and when it happens, the results are always, you know, pretty breathtaking.
Yes.
How did this all begin for you?
Well, you know, I used to, first I started writing at a very young age.
Mm-hmm.
And what happened is the more I wrote, the more I started to really like it. I was just doing it for the fun of it.
Mm-hmm.
But the more I wrote, the more I actually started to like it. And when I started to share it with people, you know, the feedback that they would give me said, okay, this is something I need to go ahead and take a little more seriously. And when people would say, hey man, I need that piece, I need you to publish that, then I started to take it seriously. Now, I always wanted to be an actor since I was a child.
Right.
So.
And how old are you now?
I'm grown years old.
I put you on the spot there.
That's
I like to
right.
do that. But go ahead.
Yes.
You're grown.
Indeed.
Okay.
Indeed. So, but with the one man show, I've always wanted to put on my own production, my own play. But I had a lot to say. I have a lot to say always when it comes to certain topics and certain issues, and especially with not growing up with my father and a lot of my friends not growing up with their fathers and how they feel about that and the decisions they made in his absence. You know, I thought it was a very serious issue. And really, with this particular show, anger is what drove me to write it.
I just said that we could talk for four or five more shows.
Right.
So we could tackle that right there. I guarantee you we'll be talking about it for the rest of the time, too. You said anger.
Anger.
And when you started talking about writing.
Yes.
You know, writing is very healing. Mm-hmm. And it's pretty magical.
Yes.
You know, because you were talking about not only what it did for you, but what it did to other people.
Right.
You know, it had an effect on other people.
Yes.
And do you find that it encourages other people to write down their feelings as well when they read your stuff?
Yeah, well, they do. They tell me, you know, hey, I want to finish this book that I have. Mm-hmm. I want to finish doing this. But they mainly ask for a copy of something that I haven't even published yet.
Uh-huh.
And then it makes me, you know, I feel a little burdened, but that's okay. You know, I feel it's my job. You know, if this is a gift, then I should be sharing it anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So I do get that a lot, that they really want a copy of the piece. Where can I get it? What can you put it on CD?
Mm-hmm.
Can you do this? And so, yeah, that's
you're speaking for a lot of people when you write. I get that.
Yes,
feeling.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah,
absolutely.
So it's almost like kind of like radio.
Kind of like radio. Yeah. You got to be the voice of them.
Right. But yeah. It's, see, this is getting pretty deep here. I knew this was going to happen. I knew it. But writing, I wrote the word scary because I'm taking notes as you speak over here.
All right.
Writing can be very scary because you have to be vulnerable.
Right.
To start writing and have it be any good.
Yes.
You know, because if you write what you think you're supposed to write, that's not any good.
They won't believe you.
No, no. You have to write what's really in there.
That's right.
And most people are afraid of what's really in there.
Right.
You know, and it's probably especially hard for an African-American man to get to that place of vulnerability and just kind of let it flow.
You know, I started so young when I began to just talk about exactly how I feel.
See.
And there were so many pieces that I didn't actually share with people.
Yeah.
I mean, I have some that I haven't shared, but then I started to, you know, one by one started to bring those out into the public's view.
Right.
And put it into something.
A little process.
Yes, indeed.
Let it go.
Yes, indeed. And then, you know, just, you know, you sometimes you just can't have fear on certain things. You got to understand that you're about to help somebody because sometimes people can express their feelings the way you express yours.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes people just don't have the words and they're not writers or, you know. And, you know, like Malcolm X, they said Malcolm X was the voice of the people. He said what everybody was thinking.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why they loved him. That's what Sonia Sanchez said.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. Like I said, so many elements, so many layers here peeling back. When we read words and identify with them, you know, we talked about, is that inspirational? Would that, you know, make other people want to write? And it, you know, it has some kind of effect because when you read and you say, wow, how did this person know?
Mm-hmm.
That I was feeling this way.
Right.
Let me dig a little deeper into what this feeling is.
Right.
So something that might not have been there before.
Absolutely.
You're opening up for folks.
Yes.
When you write.
Right.
You know, so number one, that speaks to us being interconnected.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we can tap into each other, tap into each other's feelings. And there's so many more similarities when you start talking and listening to each other. And, you know, knowing yourself. Knowing yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think a lot of times we kind of run out here, you know, and sometimes it's like, wait a minute. Am I doing what I really want to do?
Exactly.
Am I being who I really want to be?
Right.
You know, there's so many things. Okay, and then another thing, when you started talking, I hate to jump all over the place.
That's all right.
But, you know, you just, this whole wave of emotion you just throw out there.
Yeah.
Of course, I recently saw Straight Outta Compton. Have you seen it?
I haven't seen it.
Oh, come on.
So don't tell me anything.
Come on, dude.
I'm trying to focus on the show right now.
But it's been out 2 weeks.
I know. It'll be on my mind, so I'm awake.
So, but when you see it, you're going to know what I'm talking about.
Okay.
You're going to say, oh, this is why she brought this up.
Okay.
You know, because that story of young African-American men, this is what we had labeled them as. This is what they came out as. There was anger.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
And they wrote about it.
They wrote about it.
So when you said the word writing, I thought there's a senior young Ice Cube on the bus writing in his notebook.
Okay. Right.
You know, and that created so much power.
Mm.
So look at what we thought they were.
Right.
And look at what they are right now.
And what they are right now.
Visionaries, writers,
successful.
Filmmakers, success stories.
They changed. They grew.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Evolution.
Transformed. Yes.
Evolution.
It's beautiful.
That's what it is. So, you know, if there's some folks listening, let's be some encouragement this morning to some folks who are listening. I always say a smart people who are awake this early on a Saturday.
Yes, yes.
Either that or the people who are just coming from the club. Shame on you.
I'm telling you. But at least they're listening.
Right, right. It doesn't even matter why or where. If you're listening, you know, there's a reason why. You know, so for the folks who are saying, I have a book in here or I started writing or I feel a certain way and I really want to share this with people, what words of encouragement would you have for those folks?
I would always say, because I get this question a lot, if you have something to say, you got to start writing it. And that's one of the hardest things to do is to actually just begin.
Discipline. That's the word I just wrote
down. Discipline. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's very important for anything that you do. So a lot of people, and so I even give people my business card. You know, they'll say, hey, I'm working on the book. I say, okay, here's my card. But nobody calls. You know, maybe one person will call, but nobody calls because they can't finish the work, you know. And I just do pieces at a time. And I also tell them, if you're gonna write something, just write it all out. Don't try to edit it. Don't try to say, well, I should put this first and this. No, just write it. Whatever is on your mind, start to write it all out, and you'll fix all that other stuff later. But first, just get that part done. It's a process. You know, you don't have to do it all right now.
Yeah.
And try to fix it up. Just write it all out. And if you don't even want to write it, you can get with somebody who will write it for you.
Mm.
You can tell your story to someone, and they can write it down. You could pay somebody to do that.
And they're great tools nowadays, too.
Indeed, yeah.
The dictation
they even have,
tools.
Yeah, the little software and stuff, yeah.
Do it on your phone, really.
Really, yeah.
Yeah.
You could talk in your phone. If you're talkative and you don't write that much, go ahead and just tell your story through the phone.
And have somebody else edit it.
There it is.
See how easy that was?
Yeah, and it could be transformed and what's the word I'm looking for?
Transcribed.
Transcribed.
Ah, we got fancy words on
this
show. Fancy words on this show this morning.
And that could happen. So that's what I would tell them.
If you're just joining us, we're having a conversation with actor and playwright Brandon Hughes. He's got an exciting one-man play. So we're talking and just digging in all these little layers and stuff. Let's get to the actual play.
Yes.
One man play. That's so fascinating to me. Anytime somebody comes up with a one man, one woman show,
yes,
I automatically think, okay, there's a genius. Mm. That's what I always think. It's like, wow, how do you sort through your feelings to put this together as a production?
Indeed.
So tell us about this piece, The Absent Father, The Wayward Son. Now, it's you know, that title is very self-explanatory.
Yes.
But, you know, you go ahead and tell us the spin, the story.
Okay. All right. So it's a now, even though I can relate to the character, it is not a personal story.
It's not.
It isn't.
Okay.
I wasn't a wayward son, but I did not have I didn't grow up with my father.
Mm-hmm.
So this is a story about David Day-Day Williams, who never met, touched, talked to or seen his father in person, though the discovery of photos under his mother's bed affirm he looks nearly identical to him.
Ooh, that's deep.
Yes, indeed. And when he's 17, his mother reveals a secret to him that she's been withholding for years.
Mm.
And this secret is what drives him to express his feelings about the father he's never met and how different his life would have been if he had.
Right.
So it's laced with multiple characters, which, you know, I play all these different characters. And but it's a story about love, redemption, repentance, and forgiveness, you know.
Mm.
So I really deal with it. And it's not just for absent fathers. It's for single parent mothers.
Mm.
It's not just for wayward sons. It's for wayward daughters, you know. And this, I don't really think anybody could watch it and not see themselves in something in there.
Right.
Yeah, because it's different layers and it's different characters. And it's even, I even talk about the part where the mother and the father meet.
Mm.
And somebody's not taking something seriously because, you know, if you're going to come together and you're going to do what you're going to do to have a child, you know, even if that wasn't your intention.
Right.
But you're still taking the risk.
Yes.
You know, so I even talk about that process and how we can neglect the responsibility part of that. And then now a child is born, you know.
See. Yeah. Oh, so we only got a certain amount of time in here, Brandon. You're making us dig deep this morning. Brandon Hughes is here. He's an actor and a playwright. The Absent Father, The Wayward Son. It's a one-man show written, performed, and directed by Brandon Hughes here.
Indeed.
And it's happening tonight.
Tonight.
So this is a very timely show today.
Yes, yes.
KBLX family. So, you know, sometimes you hear about something and you say, oh, yeah, I want to check it out. And it's kind of far ahead on the calendar. So you kind of forget.
Right.
Or you don't put it in your plans.
Right.
Or, you know, oh, dang, I wanted to see that, but I missed it. But see, today, perfect timing.
Perfect.
So tonight, 8 o'clock, you can check it out. Tell us more about how we can get our tickets and where it is.
Indeed. So it'll be 8 o'clock tonight at Chabot College. That'll be at the Stage One Theater at Chabot College. You can get your tickets either at the box office. I wouldn't wait. The first show sold out, which was Father's Day weekend.
Mm.
So I wouldn't wait to get the tickets, but you can still do that. But you can also go to brownpapertickets.com and type in my name, Brandon Hughes, or The Absent Father, The Wayward Son, and the event will come right up.
Okay. So, yeah, get your tickets. And it's interesting that you were saying you're going to see yourself in here.
Yes, you will.
Somewhere. But that's always the case, though.
Yes.
We're just talking about interconnectedness, how we're all connected. And it's amazing how sometimes you don't think you're going to see yourself somewhere, but you do.
Yes.
Or you don't think you have something in common with this person over here,
right?
But you always do.
You'll find something.
Oh, you'll find it.
Yeah.
You'll find it.
Or it'll find you.
Or it will find you. You better preach in here this morning. But it's the truth, though. It's the truth.
Indeed.
I think that is, you know, if there's anything at the core of, like, who we are as people, you know, just the misconception that, you know, oh, it's us and then it's them over there.
Right.
You know, it's us tall people, then the short people over
right.
there. That's never what it is. That's never what it is.
No.
So, yeah, we'll be watching the show, seeing ourselves. What kind of reactions do people come up to you with, like, after?
Oh, you know what?
Is there a most popular one?
There's a few that stand out.
Mm-hmm.
A lady came to me and she said, well, she wrote it. And she said, this is precisely what brilliance looks like.
Mm.
And
that was fly.
Oh,
you were like,
loved
say that
it.
Again, lady.
Hey, it was something. And even I have a promo video on YouTube,
mm-hmm.
About the show. If somebody went and typed in the Absent Father, the Wayward Son, they'd be able to see the promo video. But it's a collaboration of the different feedback that I received from different people. And well, it's funny. Number one,
mm-hmm.
it's there's some funny parts and some profound parts, so it's not just one long, boring
right,
monologue
right.
or anything like that. So it's different layers. And another lady said, "I witnessed the genius of Brandon Hughes."
Mm.
Yeah. So I laughed. I cried. This is something else. Somebody said, "I'm hooked now."
Mm-hmm.
So what somebody said, you know. So it's great feedback, and so.
So from the young men,
yes,
that you might that might directly identify with mm-hmm. you or the character.
Yes.
What's the feedback from them?
The young man, well, you know, there was a group home who actually came of some teenagers,
mm-hmm.
and I got to speak to some of those young men, and they said, "Man, well, one." Was telling everybody because a few of them wasn't able to make it that day.
Mm-hmm.
And he was just saying, "Man, you're going to love it, man. It was so funny. It was this and that. It spoke right to me."
Mm-hmm.
You know, there was a part in there where you talk about, well, I won't give it away, but he mentioned a certain part.
Mm-hmm.
And then there was another brother that came with him. He mentioned a certain part. So they were paying attention.
Right.
You know, and I'll be up there for 75 minutes, no intermission.
Mm-hmm.
So if I can keep the youth's attention.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Then surely I'm in the right place.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
So let's circle back to what we were talking about before, just about young African American men. What treasures, what gems, what brilliance is inside there?
Indeed.
You know, we see it over and over again, and you know, it's that same. You know, I don't know if it's a word that I could assign to it, but just that particular quality. It's an amazing thing to help it, nurture it, you know, and just kind of watch it grow and evolve. You
mm-hmm.
know, we're using Straight Outta Compton as an example.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and you being a part of that process, you know, that's why I was kind of mm-hmm. digging around with, like, okay, the young men, what are they saying?
Right.
You know, and so do you see, like, the evolution? Do, like, some folks come back and say, look, I saw it and this is what I did. This is what I did differently.
Mm-hmm.
Or this is what it told me to do. Or this is what I realized. Anything along those lines?
I haven't seen that many people say that.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, since the show had just, you know, just one so far. And, you know, I plan on continuing this and performing different places and even get a run somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
I won't mention where yet.
Mm-hmm. You're working on it, though.
I'm working on that. Yes, yes. But mostly, they're just talking about how much they enjoyed it. And how, you know, that's my story. I had somebody else call me and say that, you know, I had my father, but it made me appreciate him,
yeah,
you know, even more.
That's what it did for me. That's a big one.
Yeah. So it made me appreciate what I actually had, you know.
Okay, let me throw another movie in there.
I know this one.
You do you?
I think so.
Okay, Selma.
Yes.
Selma.
Yes.
Are you reading my mind in here now?
No.
Stop doing that. when I saw Selma, the big takeaway was this. Martin Luther King, you know, we grew up, I don't know if we're probably the same age bracket, somewhere.
In there.
Somewhere.
All right.
We grow up, Martin Luther King is, you know, iconic figure. It's big.
Yeah.
You know, it's something that we've always known about, that we talk about, that we try to find out as many details as possible. Mm-hmm. And he's big in our heads.
Right.
When I saw Selma, I understood that he was a young man in his 20s and 30s.
Right.
He was an extremely young man.
Yes.
Who had done all this big stuff.
I'm telling you.
And the particular scene when he was on the bridge and he turned around.
Yes.
With all these people.
Yes.
He was afraid. He was afraid for the people that had come out there. He didn't want to see, you know?
Right.
You know, so that's another part of the, you know, the whole layer that we're trying to get through in just our little 25 minutes.
Right.
This morning, you know, about just the vulnerability. You're talking about, like, appreciating the dad that was there.
Mm-hmm.
That's a big one, you know?
Yes.
When you say my dad, your dad is this big, mm-hmm. you know? Your dad
right.
is a big thing.
Yes, big deal.
Big deal. You know, he could be intimidating. You know, you got a little fear in there. Oh, my dad is home. You better
right.
get it together.
That's right.
You know, but
right.
there's fear and vulnerability
yes.
in there in
Even
this
in there.
Young man that you're
right.
calling daddy.
Right.
You know, so there's a whole lot of stuff in there.
And they make mistakes.
Yeah.
And sometimes, now, I won't say everybody makes mistakes, but everybody does make mistakes. But we also make bad choices,
yes.
too.
Humans, you know, human beings.
Yeah, indeed.
You know, and when you can turn around and see somebody as a human being, because you think you're seeing it that way, but sometimes mm-hmm. it's like, oh, wait, that's my daddy, though.
Right.
Or that's those folks over there.
Right.
Or that's whatever. You mm-hmm. know, no, that's just a regular person just like
a regular
they
person.
They got their mess ups. They got
right.
their whatever. So, you know, it's stories like this that speak to us as a community about
yes.
you know, coming to the point where, you know what, this person is just like you. It's just regular folks trying to.
Right. That's the good thing about it. You were able to see
mm-hmm.
that Martin Luther King
human side.
Was afraid.
Yes.
But he did it anyway.
Anyway. Ooh,
he kept on going.
Say it again.
He was afraid,
yes.
but he did it anyway. I mean, even with this show,
mm-hmm.
you know, I was concerned about this and that, mm-hmm. you know, but I got to do it. It's time.
Mm-hmm. See how you tied everything together, Brandon?
It's
you know,
time.
No, but we talked about everything under the sun in our little session here, but you really just tied everything together really well.
Yeah.
You know, yeah, you're going to be afraid, but do it anyway.
That's
to the folks who are listening and saying, hey, I want to write a book.
Mm-hmm.
Or, hey, I want to make some changes.
Yes.
Or, you know, there's this thing I want to do, but it makes me so uncomfortable. Get out of your comfort zone and just do it.
Yeah. Well, it's going to wear on you no matter what.
Uh-huh.
And the older you get, the more frustrated you'll become. Saying,
uh-huh.
I always wanted to do it. I always this. And when you actually finally do it, you'll realize it wasn't as bad as you imagined.
Isn't that? That's always the craziest thing.
Your imagination
can stop
you.
The intimidation was yeah. bigger than the actual thing.
Right.
Yeah. So... Breathe. Let's bring it back. All right. So The Absent Father, The Wayward Son, it's happening tonight at 8 o'clock at Chabot College, Stage One Theater, Brandon Hughes Production. I know it's fun writing that little line over there.
Oh,
Brandon Hughes Production.
I wish my mama could have seen that.
Oh, man.
She would love it.
Oh, man. Yeah, that's it. It's a great thing. You know, we're just talking about being scared, but doing it. Once you start making the accomplishments, though,
yes.
you know, that's when that fear starts to kind of subside.
Indeed.
You know, it's like, wait a minute, I'm scared, but I know I can do it.
Yes.
And you just keep going. So this is great inspiration and encouragement for a lot of folks. Actually going to see the play is going to take it a few steps further. So make sure to bring your family.
Indeed.
This is 14 and up?
14 and up.
14 and up.
Yeah.
Is there some spiciness in here that...
Not spiciness, but it's some mature content that I believe.
Well, that's what I meant.
Yeah.
Like, you know, it's something that you might have to explain a little bit for the younger
yeah, okay,
folks.
Okay.
So, yeah.
But nothing lewd or anything.
Yeah, yeah. No, right. Not that. But
okay.
It depends on how much explaining you have to
right.
do to your kids. You
right,
know,
exactly.
If they're five, you go, okay, well, look, let me see, where do I start? But yeah, but 14 and up, mm-hmm. it's great that you have that where it's a guideline for parents. And if you do have a young person 14 and up, and sometimes it's hard to have conversations
yes.
about certain things. And it takes something like this to start the dialogue. And then as soon as you get in the car, well, Mom, what did you think about this?
Right.
You know when he said that?
Mm-hmm.
That's what I've been trying to tell you about, that right there.
Exactly.
You know, you can take something and make, you know, you can invite healing and dialogue for your family.
Indeed.
So it's really important to, you know, A, support. And B, be a part of something like this to, you know, get some things started within yourself, within your family to create change and kind of step into, you know, that, how does Oprah say it? Your best self, the best
your
version
best
of
self.
Yourself.
I like that.
Yeah, it's a great thing. So, again, you can go to brownpapertickets.com to get your tickets. You could go to the box office at the last minute. Not that we recommend that.
Right.
But you know what? If you're really trying to go and see what this is all about,
come on,
you know, by any means necessary, take care
be
of that.
Be on time.
Be on time. The Absent Father, The Wayward Son, written, performed, and directed by our very special guest today, Brandon Hughes, actor and playwright. Thank you so much.
Thank you, sister.
For being with us. Time flies when you're having fun,
I'm
right?
I'm telling you.
Thank you so much for joining us, family. I'm Nikki Thomas. This is Bayview.
The Bay's favorites play here.
All you've got to do is say yes. Don't deny what you feel. Let me undress you.
The Bay's number one for R&B.
Come on, let's get down.
102.9 KPLX.